In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Five weeks ago, we began the great fast on Forgiveness Sunday. At Vespers that day, the choir sang a very beautiful hymn. "Let us put on the armor of light," they sang. "Let us put on the armor of light that sailing through Lent as through a great sea, we may reach the third day resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls." I've always loved this image of the church sailing through Lent as through a great sea. In our tradition, the church is oftentimes depicted as a ship. We call it the ark of our salvation. Like Noah's ark in the Old Testament, the church provides protection. When the storms and the raging seas of life overwhelm us, the body of Christ becomes a place of rest and recovery. And so we are. We are sailing through the fast as through a great sea. And it is hard to believe, but our voyage across that Lenten sea comes to an end in just a few days. This is the last week. This is the last week of the great fast. The 40 days of Lent, they end this Friday, the eve of the Feast of Lazarus. And on that day, Lazarus Saturday, the start of Holy Week, on that day we pivot. We stop thinking about our own souls and we begin thinking about Jesus and the Holy Week of his suffering in Jerusalem. About his entrance into Jerusalem, about the cross, about his Last Supper, rather, and his betrayal by Judas, then about the cross, and then about the dead Christ, and finally about his resurrection on Pascha. And all of that begins this upcoming Friday night. But you know what? It's not yet Lazarus Saturday. We call them the holy 40 days of Great Lent, not the holy 35 days. Every day of the Great Fast matters. Each and every day of Lent is a gift. Each day is an invitation to dive more deeply into the sea of God's love, to be honest about our need for healing and for forgiveness. And the really good news, brothers and sisters, is that it's never too late, never too late to have a great fast. And remember, we say fast, but the fast is not just about the foods that we eat. It's about prayer and forgiveness and confession. It's about learning mercy and compassion. It's about helping others. It's not yet Lazarus Saturday. We are still sailing across the great fast as through a great sea. And the church is calling you and me, even today, to jump aboard the fast-moving ark of our salvation. We've been fasting now in reality for 6 weeks, if you've been counting, since the Sunday of the Last Judgment. And some started Lent like Usain Bolt, full sprint. From the beginning, maybe this is you. Perhaps you are among those who have fasted from the first week, from the Sunday of the Last Judgment. If so, thanks be to God, my brother and sister, and hold on and guard your soul for one more week. Like the righteous in the Lord's parable that day, feed the hungry, visit the sick. And remember the words this week, when you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it to me. Some started a little later, fasting from the second week. Perhaps you are among those who began on the Sunday of forgiveness. If so, then rejoice, my brother and sister, and be glad, for you have been forgiven much, and there is still one more week to obey Christ's commandment from that very same Sunday, to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. if not from the first 2 weeks. Maybe you have fasted from the third week, the week when Philip runs to his friend Nathanael and cries out that we have found the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. If you have fasted from the third week, the angels in heaven rejoice for your sake. You are like Nathanael. You have accepted the invitation to come and to see, to come and see where the Lord dwells. And Jesus speaks to you as he speaks to Nathanael. Keep the fast for yet one more week, and you will see greater things than these. You will see the heavens opened, and you will see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Maybe the first 3 weeks were a challenge, but you fasted from the fourth week, the week Christ heals the paralyzed man laid at his feet by the faith of four friends. If you have fasted from the fourth week, give thanks to God for the faith of your brothers and sisters, for the faith of the martyrs and the saints, for the faith of all of our holy fathers and mothers, for their prayers have sustained you and have become your support. Like the paralytic lowered through the roof by his friends, the holy prayers of those who are alive in Christ have delivered you to the feet of Jesus. Rejoice and be strong for one more week, and pray for others just as others have prayed for you. Perhaps you have fasted from the fifth week, the week of the life-giving cross. If so, then rejoice and keep the course, for it is the cross of Christ that saves you. And in the last week of the fast, keep close to your heart the encouragement of Scripture that day. What does it profit a man, said Jesus? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul? If you would come after me, pick up your cross and follow me. Friends and followers of Christ, you are almost there. Pick up your cross and fast and pray and forgive and confess and show mercy for just one more week. Maybe Lent has been a terrible struggle, and you only began last week. Brother and sister, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard as we sail across the Lenten sea. And for one more week, remember those powerful words in last week's gospel. Remember the desperate father who brings his suffering son to Christ. No cure has worked, and in the gas tank of his soul, there are only the fumes of hope. Christ asks him, "Do you believe that I can do this?" And the father says, "I believe. O Lord, help my unbelief." For one more week, remember that God takes everything that we give him, no matter how small it might seem, and he completes it, and he blesses it, and he uses it to bring us healing and wholeness. And finally, brothers and sisters, maybe you are among those who have not yet begun the fast. Rather than sailing through the days of Lent, maybe the days of Lent have just sailed on by. If you've not yet begun the fast, then take heart and begin the radiant fast with joy this day. It is never too late. Each moment of these holy 40 days are moments during which God's love can break through the walls that imprison us and keep us trapped. It is never too late to begin Lent, to jump aboard the ark of salvation that now sails on to Jerusalem and onto the cross and onto our Lord's resurrection on the third day. If you've not yet begun the fast, learn from the sinful woman in today's gospel. She was not there at the beginning. When she first hears the preaching of Jesus, she does not receive his words. She does not embrace his message of repentance and forgiveness. But when the time is right, she chooses to believe in the power of a loving God to restore her broken soul and to make all things new. The sinful woman spends her lifetime hoping for a Savior, and the gospel says that it is her faith that saves her. And today, Christ calls you and me. He calls us to join him just as he did on Forgiveness Sunday. The holy 40 days are not yet complete. 5 precious days remain. 5 days to look inside and to say, "Yes, Lord, I need a Savior." 5 days to pick up our crosses and to confess our sins. 5 days to learn love. To those who have fasted from the first day, and to those who have not yet begun to fast, Christ speaks to all of us this day, and he says, very simply, "Follow me." Christ invites us to get ready and to join him. He calls us to drink from his cup and to be baptized with his baptism. He calls us to die and to rise with him. And he calls us to give ourselves up for the life of the world. Amen.